Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That's Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel yesterday before OTA practice down in Foxborough, talking about Kayshon Booty, saying he's getting in better shape than he was earlier in the spring, and hopefully he can string plays together.
Why is he getting in better shape than the spring?
Because he wasn't in good shape.
So he knows he's paid money to be a football player, right?
Yeah. I would add him to the whole pile of receivers you have that you wonder, does he get it?
What
does
a mess.
He get it? Does he get it? And we add Diggs to that, right?
Dude,
the only guy I got nothing to say right now, you might be right again. I'm so sick of Ted Johnson victory laps. He doesn't even know what I'm going to say. Do you even know what I'm going to say?
No, but it's...
You're just doing some weird Ted Johnson victory lap dance in your chair.
He's just intelligent, man. You got to accept it.
It was the king. It's right. He is a surprisingly intelligent man.
That's right.
He was doing the
Johnson, type by Steve. I had no idea how Thank intelligent
you.
He
Thank
was.
Thank you, Jill.
But Mac Hollins right now feels like the surest of sure bets just because he's going to be the hard worker. He's got the relationship with Josh McDaniels from Vegas days. Everybody else, there's questions about him.
So while Tommy Kern was on the phone with us, I was going down the list of wide receivers. I have three that I think are definitely going to make the team. Three.
Okay.
Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, and Mac Hollins.
I think that's...
There's your... And do you guys even feel, like, rock solid about those three?
I mean, Pop Douglas is a guy that I think would have to really be bad to not make the team. Like, really bad. Maybe have a boat incident himself or something. Like,
he's a smart kid. I don't think he's going to have a pink sand boat.
More likely, Ted Johnson, on the impromptu version of this game, I know you love this game, more likely, Pop Douglas is cut or catches 110 passes.
It's the latter.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's the
now
latter.
Now I can take the little weird Ted Johnson victory lap
it's,
dance.
It's the latter. I mean, I keep kind of hearing that guys that cover the team talking about really highlighting him in the offense.
Yeah,
which is a little surprising to me. I'm not as sold on Pop Douglas as others, but look, it feels as if Josh is kind of high on the kid, so that's good. They need to get that slot game going. That would be big, but it does worry me. Kayshon Booty, who was third on the team in receptions last year, who had the highest yards per catch he was the deep ball threat, and that is the one thing that Drake May I think throws consistently with accuracy is that deep ball down the right side, and he comes in out of shape. I'm just amazed at how they approach their job sometimes. Like, it just is amazing to me that you would come in out of shape and even want to get off on the wrong foot with a new coaching staff, that does concern me. So look, they're pushed. So it's a new guy, and they're going to challenge him. And how does Mike respond? Hard coaching for Jabon Baker the other day. Hard coaching on Kayshon Booty, basically calling him out.
Yep.
I like that. There's a tone, you know, the way he kind of criticized Kayshon Booty was he didn't demean the guy, but he also kind of nicely put him on blast.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's really smart. Hopefully they get the message because that position group is off to a very bad start this year.
Bummer. What a bummer.
This year? Not just this year. This, I feel like we're back to Groundhog Day. So we're talking about the wide receiver room and the problems, the questions, who can you count on? Can you count on anybody? And the other thing I read about, and this is a little weird, it's a little less clear in terms of putting any weight in it, stock in it, but the offensive line hasn't looked great. And it's like, yeah. Drake May, we know, is super important, but the two parts of the team that most directly relate to him being able to do his job, showcase his talent, are back in our crosshairs. It feels like 3 years in a row we've talked about wide receiver and offensive line and how that's going to, you know, make or break this
team.
The
good thing is, though, after all of our years of, you know, whining and kvetching about the offensive line, at least it seems they have made a concerted effort to address it. Veteran Morgan Moses, drafting Will Campbell, bringing in Garrett, what's his face, from Bradbury from Minnesota.
The worst center in the NFL?
In terms of pass blocking.
Just that.
He's actually graded 14th in run blocking.
Oh, he's middle of the road in the run and awful in the pass.
He is transitional human flesh, if you will, at this point now until Jared Wilson takes over. Yeah, but at least they're addressing it. The wide receiver room is fascinating, stymieing, infuriating in that already now we've got issues with the people highlighting the dropsies. We probably should get over that as well. Guys being out of shape, no legitimate
number one.
Why
are we getting over the drops?
I don't know. It's just one little thing in practice.
What are you,
it's
Pete Schrager? Just dismiss the drops.
All right, so they got the they had a drop. We don't know if they made drops.
Hey, Stephon Diggs, no big deal. One off. There's this
it's just pink cocaine.
There has to be some
it's just
sense
one
urgency.
Bag.
It's just well, there has like to be a sense too. Of urgency, and I think they're feeling it. You know, and there needs to be a change in attitude.
And the four interceptions, whatever, we can dismiss all that.
Go ahead, Peter. And Vrabel won't dismiss it either.
So, but that's what makes the Kayshon Booty case the most confounding to me, because not only do you have a new offensive coordinator, but you also have a new head coach, and you were mentioned in offseason trade rumors, even though you had a pretty good season and established perhaps the best connection with quarterback Drake May, and you're lucky that you're playing because you were known as the parlay king at LSU, and here you are showing up out of shape and being weird all over again. Like, you're right, Hart. This guy doesn't get it.
And we talked about the Diggs situation earlier, and I can get him maybe being not as motivated. He's made his money. He's on another team, whatever. Kayshon Booty, your career is on the line here. Here and everywhere, maybe. Not just in New England, but maybe your entire NFL career. He had every reason to come into camp, best shape of his life. You know, one of those cliches. I used to write those stories. Yep. Patriots.com. So-and-so's in the best shape of his life, looking to win a roster spot.
Part of the problem, Hart.
Now they can't write those because the guys that are supposed to be in the best shape are not in the best shape. They're dropping passes, and the coach is like, yeah, he's getting in shape. You're not supposed to get in shape. Aren't you supposed to be in shape when you arrive?
That's who you're supposed to.
This isn't the old days. I know Gino Cappelletti used to say, training camp started at UMass, we would get
you
in
never,
shape.
You know what? You never get out of a shape. You're a professional athlete. You know the fable, the toad and the scorpion? You know that fable? You know?
No, but you're going to tell me.
Of course. Well, it's just basically the scorpion comes by and he's got to cross the river, but he needs a ride over. So he asks the toad for a ride. The toad says, I'll give you a scorpion, a ride across the river. And as long as you don't kill me, no, I won't kill you. You know, So he gives him a ride on the stop and he gets to the other side. Beep.
Yep.
Stabs him. Kills him. Why'd you do that? It's just my nature. The point is, Kayshon Booty is a 6th-round draft pick who was supposed to be in the 2nd or 3rd round, but because of issues at LSU, he dropped to the 6th. It's his nature. If you really look at his history, it's not all that surprising that he would show up out of shape.
Absolutely. And at a school, LSU, that produces elite NFL wide receivers. That is like an an NFL wide receiver factory.
Ohio State and LSU are the two wide receivers.
He was in that pipeline. What do you have, 300 and something yards as a freshman in a game? And, like, he was supposed to be in that group. And I think you're probably right. Like the Scorpion, there are certain aspects of his makeup, mentality, work ethic have hindered him. What's more concerning right now? So the early reports, if we were to rank the early reports of concern, it's funny, they're all on offense. It's Drake May, not very good, either throwing interceptions or balls that no one can catch because they're not near anybody.
It's
wide receivers dropping balls, wide receivers maybe doing stuff on boats they shouldn't be doing,
O-line.
Or the offensive line getting smoked by the D-line.
I think it's Drake May at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds, you know, like he'll figure it out, but, I mean, as far as order is importance, he's 1, 2, and 3. That's the guy.
Also,
so that's more concerning to me.
Also, for me, Fitzy, my expectations are higher and my faith is more reasoned, I guess. Like, if Stephon Diggs doesn't work, you might be surprised because you wanted it to work. But there are reasons in his history that would say it wasn't going to work. The injury, questionable relationships with quarterbacks, whatever.
I'd start with the injury and his age.
But Drake May was the third pick in the draft who Ted's friend, Benjamin Solak, whatever the hell his name is, says is every bit as good as Jaden Daniels and we should be as excited. Are there any reports out of Washington about Jaden Daniels throwing 4 picks and 8 passes? Dan Ball, tons. Can you Google that on the Commander's notes out of practice?
We'll work on that.
Jaden Daniels' regression is trending right now on X.
Are there reports of him not being able to hit the broadside of a barn when he throws passes, like Tom Curran's reporting? Paraphrasing.
Andy,
don't get mad, Tom.
What about the screen passes to Travion Henderson and the bombs to Pop Douglas and Kyle Williams?
Excuse me. I believe in the first practice he threw interceptions on swing passes to running backs. Something that I don't know that I've ever seen, and unfortunately we weren't there to see it. Ted and I were both talking how does that work?
Yeah, 2 interceptions of Travion Henderson, that's interesting. That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, that's really hard to do. So the expect, yes, Dan Ball.
Reporting live from Commander's OTAs, apparently Jaden Daniels has been taking the next step, but he also showed up, quote, a little bit thicker. So do with that what you will.
No, that's a good thing, because the one knock on Jaden Daniels was he's too skinny, that he's going to get hurt. He takes hits and he's going to get hurt. Now, it never
fair, he's going into his second year in the Cliff Kingsbury offense, so he is not learning a new system like Drake May is.
Seemed to do pretty good adapting to what is supposed to be a passer-friendly system last year.
He did.
With inferior talent, or so I was told.
No, I would not say that.
Well, I mean, he had Terry McLaurin, and it wasn't like
Zach Ertz.
Yes, okay, Zach Ertz.
Brian Robinson.
And better offensive line than
the
Patriots
had. The ghost of Austin Ekeler.
Yeah. Okay, everything he had was either significantly better or marginally better. But that leads me back to, I am very much, so you and I had our famous argument, went viral everywhere, about expectations, overrated Patriots, the whole thing. Oh, it did. It was big. Germany, you should have seen how many languages it was translated into. It was like the Super Bowl and the Olympics all wrapped up into one. But part of that was questions in my head about various. I'm fine actually with the offensive line, because you know me, I have faith in Will Campbell. I think the pads will go on. I think we'll read less about.
You're going to sign him one of these days?
I think Keon White's a little bit of a try-hard gym hero also, by the way. I think he's the type of guy that will take advantage of, it's 3rd and 10 in OTAs and I'm just going to go. When I don't know, when it's actually 3rd and 6 and I don't know what's coming, could they run at me? Could they screen me? Could they, right? I mean, is that fair, Ted?
Probably fair, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Try-hard gym.
I just like how you're making excuses for Will Campbell already, though.
Stiz, save that.
It's on brand.
Keon White, try hard gym hero.
But I am two OTAs in. I'm a little bit worried about the whole receiving situation. So our buddy we'll talk to, I think, tomorrow, Mike Giardi.
Yep.
He said, you know who has looked the best in the passing game? Not a surprise. Hunter Henry. If you go another year where Hunter Henry is your best target, your best receiver, you're behind. That's not good. You can't. That can't be the case.
Led the team in receptions last year, yeah.
And I know Kyle Williams and what's the kid's name? Efton Chisholm.
Excuse me. Future Patriots Hall of Famer and Eastern Washington legend, Efton Chisholm, whatever Chisholm he is. Easton Bound and Chisholm.
He's not the guy buying the Celtics. If we're counting on Kyle Williams and Easton Chisholm to be like high impact receivers.
Efton
Chisholm, that's going to be a problem. Like that, those guys should be gravy. Those guys, and I know Matt Collins, I'm starting to lean more and more like they're going to have to lean on Matt Collins. especially if Pop Douglas isn't as good as I think he is.
Oh, my God.
Just lean on him in the red zone. That's all. Five catches, five touchdowns off of 31 receptions last
year. How we get into the red zone?
You know what? That's where we get Travion. Boom, baby. Hand it off to Travion.
Run, pass, touchdown.
Now, Mac Hollins did thrive in the Josh McDaniels offense. Was it 23 or 22? 22,
yes.
When he had like 57 for like six touchdowns. Yeah. So, but like, if the phrase lean on and Mac Hollins, those two are in the same sentence, as opposed to lean on Mac Hollins for funny videos of him walking in without shoes on,
stupid shoes.
This offense is... the word I would have just said that rhymed with trucked.
And the one name we haven't talked about, and I don't even know that I've read a lot about.
Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
What are we
is...
doing there? That's another guy I would say.
I don't think he's going to be on the team.
There's an opportunity here. I know everybody falls in love with Diggs, but Kendrick Bourne is the guy who's now a year removed from the ACL. Like, he's the guy who should be ready to catapult back to what he was pre-injury. And he was pretty good in his first season here under who?
Oh, Josh McDaniels.
Right? Like, isn't there a chance that they rekindle? Everybody's on the Mac Hollins was good. Well, Kendrick Bourne, I remember people were calling him like a poor man's Deebo Samuel. Yep. He can make plays.
Yep. He wanted to be in 2022, but then Jordan didn't like him.
That's a good point. Jordan may have screwed it up.
The one thing that would knock against him was he wasn't lining up right. He wasn't the plays. And that's, I just worry about the system being too much for him. I think that was... part of the knock on him earlier.
Are we making too much of this 2 weeks into passing camps?
This is
issues?
What we do. No.
No, I know it's what we do, but Ted Johnson, the football player.
You know what? If I was a coach of this team, this stuff would worry me. It's little things, but little things add up to being big things.
And little things, you're behind, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're utilizing days, but you're kind of wasting them. You're not putting – because if you put a good day out there, then you build on that one the next day, right? If you put a crappy day on there, you got to go and kind of – clean up the crappy day, so now you haven't advanced as much as you would have. So there's a finite number of these in the NFL.
I'm used to playing on teams at the end of my career where it was just such a fine-tuned machine in the offseason, in-season. Yeah. It was guys didn't show up out of shape. So you think of a professional organization, you don't have a lot of the stuff that we're talking about that's happening to this team happening.
Dan Ball.
To me, if you're a 7-win team, this is just part of the process. But if you're supposed to be a 9, possibly 10-win team, this is not what I want
to
hear.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm not feeling good about my 10-win prediction.
Dan's, it's a good point. I hear what happens with Steph Diggs. It wants me to lower my win total. I'm serious.
Come on over, Ted.
Well, yeah.
Come on over to the side of reason, my friend. There's plenty of room on the bench.
I made my prediction based on the information I had at that point. Now I have more information, and now I'm allowed to change my number.
Beep.
This is the kind of stuff that adds to and contributes to winning and losing. Is what you're doing in March and April has a profound effect on what you do in September.
And this could be the first month they lose, because I heard they won March and they won April, and now in May
they are losing May.
They're not doing a great job.
They're losing May.
You're right. For a team that I believe we had it was the most bet over at 8.5. The number was set at 8.5. They were the most bet over. Does this feel like May momentum for the most bet over in football? It doesn't.
No. It feels like you'll hear momentum for the most bet under when the end of June comes around.
Wow, Vegas is making their money back. That's why. Vegas always, the house always wins. And
if you remember when I was yelling at Ted and he was yelling back at me, that was part of my argument is that they knew the Patriots were so overhyped. They were trying to get people to spend some money the other way.
Bloated.
So
you're the smart one. You're right.
I can't take victory laps around here.
Wait till the end of the season. We'll see who was right.
Nah, anybody can do that.
It's not true till a caller says he's intelligent, Ted.
There you go.
let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. Our buddy, I told you guys at some point, the all-nighter mixed with our friends at Lucky Energy would take me a little bit off the rails. There it was right there. Coach in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts on the Patriots, Coach?
Great show as always. Three quick nuggets. You're a little hard on my boy, Kayshon Booty. He was one of the receivers that made plays last year. Secondly, don't even worry about Bradbury at center, because I believe the diamond in the rough is the center from Georgia. Lastly, I love that Ted said, well, if I was the coach. Here's my segue. If that was cocaine on that boat, okay. But then here's the thing. If he was using it, look, Mike Vrabel is taking over a team that's won 8 games in 2 years. If he was already established 5-6 years in, you know, that might be a different way to handle the situation.
Coach, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach,
yeah, we use similar words when I'm coaching. It's just not on the air.
So this is me being the devil's advocate. Didn't Jabril Peppers have a cocaine charge?
Yes.
And wasn't it in the police report that he allegedly acknowledged it?
He said it's my cocaine. It's done. It's why it's expunged. Like, the NFL has done nothing with it.
Okay, so
it's all the videos, pictures are always more powerful.
You're right.
It's always more powerful when you see it and you can see it. That's just the way it is. It just makes a difference.
That's fair.
It's just not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Right now,
it doesn't
now
you feel
think about
great
it, if you think about it,
because it's right. It is something. It's like, okay, you know, you don't really want to cut them over this, but you also you want to handle it in a way that is going to profoundly impact the whole team and set a tone. If you ignore it, don't talk about it, then it allows other guys to maybe do similar type stuff.
So cocaine is a major talking point. The quarterback couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. The receivers are fat, out of shape, and can't catch. And the number 4 overall pick left tackle can't block anyone. Other than that, how was the
bad
play, month. Mrs. Lincoln?
I think things are going great.
Bad month,
yes,
man.
It is.
I was just thinking, like, how much lesser of a story or could have put the story out if he just showed up to OTAs yesterday and balled out. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100% changes.
Exactly.
I told you, the worst part for me is, in conjunction with the video, he's not at OTAs. Like, that's a double dip, bad sign, message, impact, the whole thing. And, well, the other issue is, I don't know if he's ready to ball out.
Recovering from an ACL.
I know, but he's got all these great videos all over IG. Another dump today. Did you guys see him? There were 3 or 4 new videos. Oh, wow, he can run through cones and he can look great.
Okay, how about minicamp coming up in 2 weeks?
Will he be out there?
If he's there, what if he shows up and absolutely just rips it up then? Will we all just move away from him?
He won't be full participant.
Yeah, I don't think he will. I don't think he's going to be a full participant in the beginning of camp. Your best case scenario for him is the back end of training
camp. Yeah, you're not going to see him balling out in practice.
You're going to see red jerseys from Stephon Diggs for quite a bit of time. 617-779-7937. If you call, please clean it up. It's only Thursday. We don't get potty mouth till later in the week. Up next, we're going to talk about Ted's favorite basketball team. No, it's not the Celtics. Yeah, I've noted that too. At this time of year, it's not the Celtics because, well, they don't play games. It is the Thunder. And the Thunder are going to the finals. I think they should print the banner now. But a little Thunder talk in Boston from Ted Johnson up next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
But I do hear thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals. They win 124-94. The MVP, a.k.a. SGA,
yep,
34 points. Boy, has he shined. You know, sometimes you see these, and I don't pretend like Brian Frazoco to watch every NBA game every night. So, you know, you see SGA a couple times a year against the Celtics. You're like, is he really that good? And then you watch the Western Conference Finals. You watch this playoff run. You're like, yeah, he's pretty good. He probably earned that MVP.
Yeah.
And now I think he's going to win the title. I am not a believer, and am I wrong on this, that the East has a shot in hell to beat the Thunder?
I think the Pacers can make it interesting.
Really? Halliburton has been ridiculous. Like,
they
would
destroy the Knicks. The Knicks. I think to some degree the Pacers will, but ultimately no. But you know what? Because the Pacers are more one-sided. They're an offensive kind of – that's what they hang their hat on. Defense optional. OKC is both dominant offensively and defensively. And what makes them so good is that their best player is on attack all the time. He is constantly going downhill. And I think that's what I love about the player is, you know, he's not doing follow-away, you know, jump shots or relying on just the three ball. He attacks. And that sets an aggressive mindset for that whole offense.
And I think he sets the tone. You know, we've spent so much time around here debating JT and his makeup and his relationship with JB. And
feels
Batman
like a drag
Robin.
When you watch the Thunder.
Like, well, the Thunder is just simple. It's SGA's team. They all love him. Yep. He's the best player on the team. He's going to lead the way off. They got a lot of other good players. I don't want to disrespect them and say they're a one-man show.
Sheldon Williams, Chet Holmgren.
Led by his energy, they are relentless.
Yes, and then the more you see about him, he just seems like so well-liked. Everybody seems to love
him. Anti-Ja Morant, like you're not going to catch him on a boat with any pink sand.
Correct. He's like perfect. He seems to be the perfect young basketball player. You go down the road, okay, Jason Tatum, a face of the NBA. SGA, like entering the chat a little bit here if he wins a title. And then they have all the draft picks, and they just seem to have, and I said this last week, it's just crazy how quickly the dynasty that was potentially being born this postseason in the NBA, which was supposed to be right here, right in Boston, TD Garden.
Oh, yeah?
Is now moving to Oklahoma City because they look like they are not only set up to win the title this year, but they could do whatever the hell they want to set up to win multiple titles.
They don't
in
even have
multiple years.
I read a stat earlier today. This could be if and when, not if, when the Pacers take down the Knicks.
Yes.
And make their way to the NBA Finals. It'll be the first time in the modern era that there won't be a max salary player on either squad.
Oh, interesting. Well, there's a max. See, those are misleading, though. It's not really interesting. I take back my interesting immediately. I'm an idiot. There's a max salary player on OKC. He's just not making the max salary yet.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a technicality, sure, but you're not. I mean, you could have said the same thing last year. Tatum wasn't getting it yet, but he was a max salary. So they had two.
Right.
I get it. I'm just saying they don't have that money spent at this point. But the Thunder should terrify everyone, and not just because you need someone to huddle up with under the covers when the storms come rolling through. They're really young. They play great team basketball, and they've got draft picks. How are you going to get out from underneath their potential reign? I see them here for a while.
It's interesting that a team as young as they are, and they are the youngest team to make it to the finals since the 1976-1977 Portland Trailblazers.
For my time, Ted.
Their average age is like 25 and a half years old, which is insane to think about. Most young teams can't figure it out and get to the point that OKC is getting to. They have, led by SGA.
And they have the – because that would have been the storyline had they played the Celtics, right? Can they figure it out against the defending champion, the team that has figured it out, the team that – they don't really have to figure it out. They're going to face a team that's also trying to figure it out, whether it's Indiana or New York.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Fitzy. It's going to be Indiana. I don't know why I'm even including New York.
Indiana is like they've got the unquantifiable.
Well, they have Halliburton, who is the most underrated player in the NBA.
Overrated.
No.
That's what I was told.
Dumbest vote ever. Players, you're dumber than the media. Because that survey that voted him the most overrated player, he's had the most ridiculous postseason you'll ever see. That game he had the other day was, I don't know, it was a one of one. I forgot the exact rules. It was a little bit of an SID statistic, but the number of points, rebounds, assists, no turnovers, the whole thing was ridiculous. And yet I don't, for some reason, give them a shot in Hades of winning. I don't. I look at SGA and I think he's 4-2. Putting himself out there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out Keith Smith on the stat of the first finals with teams that don't have a max salary player. Ted, I'm with you. I think the Pacers will give them a series. And they, too, are a high-energy team. They just don't play as much defense. I can see them stealing two. I think a 4-2 Thunder win for their first title and the subsequent beginning of the Reign of Terror on the tornado plains.
In the next 6 years. I'm not ruling it out.
Nope.
I said last week when we had the
Shams. What about the Celtics next year, guy?
What about them?
That's not me.
Celtics?
That was the six seed
Celtics that will hope to get to the second round, never mind get out of the second round next year, led by my guy, Jalen
Brown. That was
a
green teamer at Sullivan's Tap.
Yes, Dan Bull?
Question on that for Andy and for all of you. Would you prefer to see another dynasty kind of get built up in the NBA, or do you like where the parity has been?
No,
the last
I want
few
the
years?
Dynasty. I know this has been the talk in the NBA and the parity and all this. The measuring stick. It's always the measuring stick. It's always Mike Tyson and who can knock him off. It's always, you know, now it's a little bit of a weird one. You know what this is? Again, I go back to it. There are a lot of similarities here. No one ever thought the Patriots were going to be the measuring stick. If you had said, do you want a dynasty in the NFL? Do you want a measuring stick? You'd say, well, the league's better when Dallas is good. The league is better when one of these marquee, the Patriots, the team that plays in Foxborough, in that crappy little stadium that most people think isn't a college stadium, never mind a pro stadium. But along they come, and they build a dynasty, and they do great things. Why not OKC now? Why can't OKC be that weird? Do people want to live there? Do people? Yeah. Is SGA going to accept their $70 million a year? Yeah, I think he will.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think he's going to be like, I really want to go somewhere else. He seems to fit there. Hell, I keep going back.
That's a good basketball town. I mean, they show out for that
It's still.
Anything else to do?
No. Fair. But you know, I mean, KD and that was who else?
Harden and Westbrook.
I mean, they played together for a long time. Before
good team. That was a team that they should be. Ted, they're high up on that list of teams you can't believe never won a title.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean,
no
that's
doubt.
A triad of talent.
I don't hear. I don't know. I get it. It's not L.A. It's not Miami. But I think
which is the NBA. All you hear in the NBA is L.A., Miami, New York. Like, where do people want to go? Well,
SGA's so he'll follow suit. He'll sign his max contract.
Yeah.
And then he'll play that out, and then he'll want to move to somewhere else.
Oh, maybe eventually, yeah. Or maybe they move on
from
him.
But that's for a while now.
Yeah, cool. They can replace him because they got 12 first-round picks or whatever the hell the number is. Mm-hmm.
Just wait till James Harden wants to go back there.
Yeah, I would say no to that.
Then they're never winning a title.
Yeah, I would say no to that. I would say, well, there's some people that believe they can't win the title now because the MVP doesn't win the title or something. But
Chris Paul wants to play there.
I know.
Kevin Durant already wants to get traded back there. Like,
I'll take the best team with the best player and the best matchup in the finals.
To see a young team as mature as they are is kind of surprising. Let's face it. I mean,
the leader?
Yeah, you know,
the coach at SGA?
Yeah, SGA sets the tone, man.
That's where I kind of started this conversation is if you compare it to Jason Tatum and the Celtics and all the angst over the years. And is Tatum really the alpha dog? Is he not the alpha dog? Does he have the killer instinct? Can he carry the team on his shoulders? SGA carries the team on his shoulders. Feels like he rolls out of bed and scores 33 points, 34, right? I mean, he did. He averaged 37
points. That
was his
average.
That's why he won
the MVP.
Like, and we bitch about Tatum saying, oh, why was he scoreless in the first quarter? Oh, why did he go cold in the fourth quarter? It never feels like we're having, and I might be wrong, I might be having this conversation in game three when Halliburton leads the Pacers over OKC and SGA misses five shots in the fourth quarter.
Text line thinks the Pacers in six.
Good for the text line. What does the text line know? They said I'm intelligent earlier, 617.
See, there you
Andy's
go.
Intelligent. Text line's always
so
wrong.
Text line knows nothing.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to get to some Drew Holiday trade rumblings. I don't know if they've reached rumor status or even report status yet, but multiple teams are interested in Drew Holiday, reportedly. My answer to what I'd say to them, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Colin Cowherd with some comments that I very much agree
wow.
with.
Man, yeah. I mean, JT's just trying to recover from his torn Achilles. And
that is a catching a little stray while you're
catching strays from Cowherd on the big desk.
Yeah, you're in a hospital bed. You got your
but
Achilles
the JT
wrapped.
Defenders come at you hard. And I guess that's Colin being like, okay, all you guys come at me. And, I mean, there's a stylistically and leadership-wise, there is a difference between SGA and JT.
Even
sure.
if Tatum doesn't get hurt, are they beating the Thunder this year?
No. Well, not, they wouldn't have gotten the chance. I don't yeah. even not.
That, too.
They played mid-March, and it was a close game. But OKC beat the Celtics at the TD Garden. I think it was 118-112. So there was, they played already in the regular season and matched up, and they, I don't know. I just, when you have a team that is the Celtics are a complete team when they're all healthy. Look, they're top five offense, top five defense, but OKC is the number one offense with like the number three defense. I mean, they're just a little bit better.
And you expect to face a really good team in the finals. Like it should be two really good basketball teams. And that's when my theory in all sports, stars kind of come to the forefront and you got to count on your stars. And that's what Colin Cowherd's bringing up. The star of the Thunder right now looks like the more traditionally molded NBA go-to clutch, carry the team kind of guy.
There it is. That scare puts that fear in your heart right there.
And Jason Tatum, even with a title, still has not completely answered all those questions. If anything, those questions are going to grow a little bit over the next year and a half because he's going to have to work his way back. Is he the same guy? Can he do it? Does he change his game? And you're right. There's a stylistic component to this. The whole boxing theory, like styles make fights or whatever. SGA sees a rim and generally heads towards said rim.
Correct.
And now you can say he flops along the way and gets to the free throw line and does different things.
What will Scal say? He'll say, you get rewarded. If you attack,
right.
you should get rewarded.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, this is a conversation that, like, Jason Tatum's not going to like this. The ego part of him is not going to like this when SGA is bumping him down the rung of, like, all-time or current great
or
players.
Faces of the, yeah. of the league.
He's not going to like that because SGA's about to do it.
He is.
He could steal that crown right up from under him. And that's this will... How many times do we have to say in the offseason, oh, this should light a fire under Tatum's ass?
Well, you know what I'd like to start compiling? Lists of players, because everybody got mad at me when I said that Donovan Mitchell was more clutch than Jason Tatum early in the year. And then Scal agreed with me.
You won't hear from me. I won't push back on that.
Who's more clutch, Halliburton or Tatum?
It's Halliburton.
Who's more clutch, SGA or Tatum?
It's SGA.
Okay, so the list is growing.
Yeah.
Mr. Face of the League and yeah. your clutchness is in question.
I mean, the Halliburton, I was looking for the tweet, but the Stat Muse had a phenomenal stat on last shots in under 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Game-winning shots.
Yeah.
Halliburton is unbelievable.
Tremendous at it.
Tremendous.
Now, you can argue he's not as good or consistent an all-around player, and there's different arguments to be made down that road, but clutchness... He is putting himself on the clutch map this postseason and really building that reputation. Another guy who's pretty clutch in his own right, Jrue Holiday. Got a couple rings with a couple different teams. Leader, that whole thing. We talked last week about the Mavs showing some interest in Jrue Holiday, to which I said, please take him. I would like you to acquire
him. You want to get rid of the salary.
I do. And now the Clippers are involved. You know what I like about this? Options for the genius. Brad Stevens, right? He's the genius. So you give the genius options, that means he's got a little bit of leverage. That means he doesn't have to do what I was advocating for, just dump him to whoever's interested.
Little bidding war growing here?
I don't know if it's bidding war, but at least get something in return.
Yeah.
Don't just make it a dump. Maybe you can actually market it as a overall move that makes your team better, not just unloading
Western
a contract.
Western Conference teams that think they are a player or two away from competing with the Thunder. That's, so, hey, I have a nice, gently used Jrue Holiday right here who's available for you.
I think both teams fit that profile. I think the Mavericks and the Clippers, at least the Clippers.
Yeah, no.
people that thought the Clippers, ask Gal about what he thought about the Clippers.
Yeah, I know.
He thought they were ready to go.
Yep.
They went seven games, and that was a like against the Nuggets, if I'm not mistaken, and that was a good series.
They were a different team with Kawhi healthy. He missed a massive chunk of the year.
Still a phenomenal player.
He's a great player. There's a little frustration there at this point in his career, though. Is he ever healthy? And I think he has – it's a knee that I don't think is ever really
going to
be healthy. Nope. Like, it is always going to be an issue and probably will deteriorate over time. But you know who's another team that I think should be interested in Jrue Holiday? The Thunder. Like, he's the perfect veteran guy for that team, a defender, a point guard, a guy they could mix into their rotation. Now, I don't know if they will be, if they'd want to take on a contract like that as they look down the pipeline.
They need to improve on 68 wins?
Well, why not? If you ain't getting better, you're getting worse or something like that, right?
That's how it goes.
Second place is first loser. That kind of mentality. Maybe that's what they're... And Sam Presti, best GM in basketball.
He is right now.
He absolutely
is. He is right now.
But this Jrue Holiday thing... Isn't it starting to feel like a foregone conclusion that Jrue Holiday will not be a member of the Boston Celtics next
year? I would think him and my man KP. That feels kind of like the that's two-fifths of your starting lineup. That's a big kind of a deal.
And then you add in Tatum, and that's three-fifths of your starting lineup. And all of a sudden, you're kind of changing things. And Horford, I know he wants to be back, but we'll see how that Horford thing. This offseason is growing more and more interesting. I know nothing has happened yet. But this offseason is growing more and more speculative interest. Yes, Fitz.
This should terrify people.
It won't.
This and the next NBA draft. The Thunder have three first-round picks and an unprotected second.
Oh, yeah. No. They have endless picks.
Like, they can trade for whoever they want. They can draft just about whoever. If they want to get Cooper Flagg, you could just say, here's six firsts. We're going to take the next best player, put him in with Chet Holm. He'll be Chet Holmgren insurance until we get rid of Chet. I mean... They can kind of, Ted, order whatever they want on or off menu and run this league.
And they can they've done such a great job of drafting. Like, they hit on their draft picks. And that's what gives you all these options. I mean, this is a homegrown team where they drafted and developed all their own guys. And that is why they were able to collect all those draft picks.
Before we get to the top of the hour, and a reminder, we'll be replaying our Alex Cora interview where we asked all the tough questions. We were bulldog, Big J journalism reporters, and he answered all the tough questions in a pretty...
He stepped up. I give him credit.
...professional fashion, mm-hmm. So stick around for that. But before we get to that, let's go to the phone lines. Let's get a Patriots call in here. Eric in Chicopee, been hanging on for a while. What are your thoughts on the Patriots, Eric?
Yeah, well, listen to the conversation, and I watched this team from afar. I'm not a Patriot fan, but, you know, I just think the Patriots have reached that level of NFL purgatory. And when you're in that state, you look away from things that you wouldn't normally look away from. And you have a guy, Stephon Diggs, who likely most people didn't want. He doesn't show up to OTAs. Now he's on a boat with some narcotics. If you're a winning franchise, you say, see you later. You don't just try to look for excuses to pass that by. That's just my take on it.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I don't know why I laughed. Yeah, there's definitely some truth.
There's truth to that. It's called desperation.
They need him.
That's what it shows you.
He said in his opening press conference that no one else was interested. This was his only visit, and I believe his only contract offer.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you right there.
Quote, discussions.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. They always pretend that, there was discussions. There were other teams out there. There wasn't. Like, there was very limited interest. I don't know why it made me laugh, and now he's on a boat with narcotics. Like, just like the matter of factness with that, allegedly.
Plain speak.
Plaintiff.
Yeah, but the way he said that was tremendous.
When you miss on your draft picks, you don't develop, you make reaches, and you extend yourself and put out more risk, and this is what happens when you don't hit on your picks.
Yep, and then you have people saying you're going to win 10, 11 games, go to the playoffs. Now, those people may or may not be in this room.
That was before the video came out.
Oh, so you're making excuses for your predictions.
I'm giving you justification for my new adjustment to my prediction. How's that?
That's Ted Johnson. We'll get more on that tomorrow. We'll go down that road. Adjustments to Ted Johnson's projections for the Patriots tomorrow on WEEI Afternoons. But up next, Alex Cora. He joined us earlier in the show. He talked about his job security. He talked about first base. He talked about Roman Anthony. He talked about his relationship with Craig Breslow. All that and more up next with Alex Cora, WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.